Good evening. What's up, everybody? You tuned into another installment of Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. My name is Lou. Thanks for joining me on this peaceful, quiet evening over here at the radio station. I got my Christmas tree flickering on and off. It's a beautiful sight. But today, folks, we're not talking about Christmas. That's not yet. That's maybe in a couple of weeks I might have a show for that. But today, we're talking about the Fab Four. That's right. We're talking about the Beatles, folks. And this is the show that you come to every week for everything soul, R&B, and funk. And it won't be any different tonight. Even though it's the Beatles, every song is a composition by either McCartney, Lennon, Harrison, or Ringo Starr, but we won't be hearing them tonight, folks. Instead, we're going to hear from the likes of Al Green, Wilson Pickett, Ramsey Lewis, Oscar Peterson, even Wolfpack. Can you imagine that, folks? The day that you hear Wolfpack do the Beatles. It's going to be a really great show, folks, and I won't go on any further. I'm going to hand it off to our first performer of the night. We're going to hand it over to Earth, Wind, and Fire, folks. We're going to hear their cover of Got to Get You Into My Life, which is a Paul McCartney composition. It appeared on Revolver, and I think the Earth, Wind, and Fire version appeared on the infamous Sgt. Pepper movie soundtrack from the late 70s. In any case, this is quite a way to start a show, folks. Here they are, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Got to Get You Into My Life.
Alone, I took a ride, didn't know what I would find. There, Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That'll... All right, man. God damn.
Burn my feet right to the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, people. You're still listening to Sold Out right here on CGLA Radio 1690 AM. And that was Good Day, Sunshine by Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. Now, that's not really a group I've heard before, I don't think. So I love that the Beatles can still introduce me to artists that I've never even heard of. That was a great rendition of Good Day, Sunshine, which appeared on Revolver. Actually, I'm looking over the playlist I have for today, and it looks like unintentionally I put a lot of tracks from Revolver. Maybe that speaks to how well Revolver aged as opposed to all the other Beatles albums, but I mean, hey, they're all classics. What do you want? It's the Beatles. Before that, we heard Al Green with I Want to Hold Your Hand. That goes back to 1969. It might be on his first record. I don't remember. But I really love that his adaptation of that song, which a song that you don't really think would lend itself too well to a cover for whatever reason, but as it turns out, I think it really does. And then at the beginning of the show, we heard from Earth, Wind, and Fire with Got to Get You Into My Life, another Revolver track. Now, just before commercial break, I'm going to pass it over to Winnipeg's own The Brothers Landreth. If you've listened to the show before, you know how much I love Joey Landreth and The Brothers. We're going to hear, I'm breaking the rule slightly, it's not really the Beatles, but it's a McCartney song. We're going to hear Let 'Em In, which originally appeared on Wings at the Speed of Sound, 1977, I believe. So yeah, I know, I'm kind of breaking the rule already, but I promise after this it's all strictly Beatles songs. So here's the Bros Landreth with Let 'Em In, right here on Sold Out.
Somebody's ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor, open the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor, open up the door. Let him in.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Are you interested in comics? Wonder where all the movies come from? Already a fan of the genre but want to dig deeper? Vibra Crossover Comics is here to help. From the most popular Marvel and DC comics to independent gems, we want to show off the variety that's available to you. Gaming and community are also important to us, with Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, and book club events happening regularly. Plus, we're open 7 days a week, located near Metro Lionel Creux at 3560 Notre Dame West. Stop by for a visit or check crossovercomics.ca for more info.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You are made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. You know that it's a fool who plays the cool by making the world a little bit colder. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You found her, now go on out and get her. But remember in your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You waited for someone to perform with, and don't you know that it's just you. Hey Jude, the movements you need is on your shoulder. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song, make it better. Just remember to let out your skin, then you make it better.
Sing it, people. I can hardly hear those na-na-nas in this track. But one thing's for sure, I didn't think it was possible to out-scream Paul McCartney on Hey Jude, but Wilson Pickett rose to the occasion and totally blew it out of the park. That was Hey Jude from Wilson Pickett, obviously. And it comes off of his album, also titled Hey Jude, which I believe came out in 1970. Legend has it that that's Dwayne Allman sitting in on that session, apparently playing some guitar. Doesn't sound like a traditional Dwayne Allman guitar part, but hey, man, I'll believe it. You're still listening to Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio, 1690 AM. I remember when I was a little boy, this is the story time part of the show. It must have been like, you know, 7 or something. I remember the first time I caught wind of or understood, kind of processed what the Beatles were, was at like a, is that a bookstore? It must have been like Renaud Bray or something. And I saw a copy of the Red album, the compilation 62 to 66, with a picture of the Beatles overlooking the balcony, like the Please Please Me cover. Four young men looking over the balcony. And right next to it was the Blue compilation album, 67 to 70, which was the exact same image taken maybe 6 or 7 years after the original image. So it was the same pose, all the Beatles looking over the balcony. But this time, like, Lennon had a huge beard. Ringo's hair was super long. Paul looked a little scragglier. And I remember thinking, like, This is the same band? These two images are of the same people? That doesn't make any sense. They look so different. And that launched me into a whole curiosity, this whole search of what the Beatles were, because I was so impressed that this could be the same group of people only about 6 years apart. And then I guess I was hooked ever since. I'm a big Beatles guy, folks. If you want to tell me how much of a Beatles person you are, you can do that by reaching out on Facebook at Sold Out Show, CJLO 1690, something like that. Or you can send me an email at soldoutshow@gmail.com. If you love the Beatles and you want to hear something, please reach out. Now, I've told you how much I love the Beatles since I was a kid, but recently I've been going down the rabbit hole of another band that I am so into right now, folks. I mean, really, like, I went down the rabbit hole and I never surfaced again. This is a band, I don't think there's been a band that's been as funny as the Beatles until Wolfpack. And not only are they hilarious just in the kind of music that they put out, but they are seriously talented. They are so talented. The lineup is kind of fluid, but most of the time you're going to find Wolfpack composed of Theo Katzman on drums, vocals, guitar, Joe Dart, of course, on bass, Jack Stratton as kind of the leader of the band. He'll be on keys or guitar, sometimes drums, and Woody Goss on the keys. And sometimes they'll have Corey Wong in there. I've played Corey Wong on the show before on guitar. He's kind of like the preeminent funk guitarist of our age. And on the track I'm going to play now, on their Beatles cover, this is a cover of Something, they have a featured drummer playing with them. It's Bernard Purdy, the legendary originator of the Purdy Shuffle. He's been on all kinds of records, including a lot of Aretha's records back in the late 60s, early 70s. He played with Steely Dan. He's one of the greats out there. So this is Wolfpack with Bernard Purdy playing Something. And if you're into Wolfpack as much as I am, you can catch Theo Katzman actually with Joe Dart's part of his traveling band. He'll be playing a show at L'Astral in March. So mark your calendars if you want to see Theo Katzman. You can do that in March. Anyway, here's Wolfpack. You're still listening to Sold Out, and I'm going to let the music play just after that because I've gone on a long spiel right now. So here is Something from Wolfpack. Enjoy, folks. Thank you.
There are places I remember in my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. Still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. Memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. And my
that's a good time to take a little bit of a break now from the music, folks. That was Alison Crowe, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland based Alison Crowe. That's right, folks. I think that's the first performer I featured on the show from Newfoundland. So welcome, Alison Crowe, to Sold Out. And before that, we heard from another local, well, we heard from a local yokel from back in the day. That was Mr. Oscar Peterson with his cover of Eleanor Rigby, which I really dug. And before that, another instrumental from Ramsey Lewis. It was Sexy Sadie, which is kind of, I mean, maybe it's a bit of a deep cut from the White Album, but Ramsey Lewis has a really strange album. I think it came out in 68, the same year as the White Album. In which he basically did instrumental covers of most of the songs on the White Album. Some of them sound really out there. Some of them are really crazy. All of them mainly feature that kind of whirly Rhodes electric piano sound, which is maybe my favorite instrument ever. So I immediately took to the minute I thought, oh my God, it's a whirly and Beatles songs together? Okay, sign me up. So I was happy to feature him on the show as Ramsey Lewis. I've been trying to sort of go across the Beatles' career in no particular order here. We heard stuff from Beatlemania-ish era. We heard a lot of stuff from kind of the middle, pre, into the psychedelia kind of stuff from Revolver. We heard some of that stuff. And now we've heard a lot of things coming out from around 68 White Album-ish era Beatles. Geez, it's crazy how the Beatles were really kind of active as the Beatles, as we know them, for like 7.5 years, sort of, from beginning of their career to end. I mean, their career started in the 50s, but you know what I mean. And within those 7.5 years, there's like 5 or 6 phases. It's really crazy. I can't believe how much this band put out in such a short amount of time. We're going to hear another track from this White Album-ish era of the Beatles. It's a George Harrison song, actually. And we're going to hear it done by Ella Fitzgerald, of all people. This is a super weird choice for a cover, I think, if you're going to choose a Beatles song to cover. I mean, there's no bad song to cover. But this one is a little strange, and it's from the White Album. And no, it's not While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Fun fact about me, if you want to know me a little bit better, While My Guitar Gently Weeps is one of my least favorite Beatles songs, actually. I know, that might be a little bit of an unpopular opinion, but hey, that's what this radio platform is for, right? For me to just say my opinion. In any case, we're going to hear a cover of Savoy Truffle. Here's Ella Fitzgerald doing George Harrison's Savoy Truffle right here on Sold Out. We're going to take a little bit of a break right after that, and then we're going to launch right back in with some renditions of Beatles tracks by Phoebe Snow, Aretha Franklin, and if we have time... I'm not going to spoil it. You're going to have to stick around to find out who's coming up at the end. Here's Ella Fitzgerald, right here on Sold Out.
Yes, you know it's good news. But you have to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle. Cool cherry cream.
Nice apple top.
I feel your taste all the time we're apart. Blown down the blues. But you have to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle. Might not feel it now, but when the pain comes through, you're gonna know and how. The smell is gonna fill your head, but when it comes too much, you're gonna shout aloud.
Hey, what's Concordia Music Zone out?
Well, what isn't it? We hold music and social events, as well as workshops, and host a show on CJLO 1690 AM.
A show? What do you play?
Hip-hop, soul, jazz, and R&B, with a focus on what's new and local. You can also expect interviews and live performances.
We provide a platform for local artists to promote their music, art, and projects, and to connect them with the Montreal community.
I'm sold. When's your show?
Every Monday from 4 till 5 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM and online at cjlo.com.
And make sure to follow hashtag CMZO on social media.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Nobody ever loved me like he loved me. Yes, he loved me. Yes, he did. And if somebody ever really loved me like he loved me, then they did.
Don't let me down. Guess nobody ever really done me like he done me. He done me good. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Down.
That's Phoebe Snow, everybody, with Don't Let Me Down, in case it wasn't obvious enough already. I think that original recording of Don't Let Me Down is one of my favorite Beatles songs, actually, especially Live on the Rooftop there at Savile Row when the Beatles did their last live performance. When I was in London a couple of weeks ago, I made a strong point of going to visit that spot where the Beatles did their last performance on the rooftop of the Apple building. And now it's an Abercrombie Kids. That's what's going on there now. So I thought it was pretty funny. In any case, you're still listening to Sold Out on CJLO Radio. I'm going to take these couple of seconds here just to sign off before we play our last track of the night. For the people listening here in Montreal, this week, at the end of the week on Friday, I'm going to be heading over to Le Nationale to see one of my favorite local soulful singer-songwriters in the city, Leif Vollebekk, who is playing a show. I strongly encourage you. I hope it's not sold out, no pun intended. If there are still tickets available, I strongly encourage you to go check out Leif playing at Le Nationale. He just released his new album, which is called New Ways, a couple of weeks ago. Super amazing stuff. And that reminds me actually to remind you folks that if you tune in the next couple of weeks, I think if not in the next week, then the week after, it's kind of become in vogue to do like a year wrap-up type show, type playlist, acknowledging all the hits, the greatest in soul and R&B in the last year. And because it's 2019, I might do a greatest kind of soul and R&B in the last decade, because we're closing out the tens now. We're heading to the 20s. That's what's going to come in the near future on Sold Out, not to mention a Christmas show. I know it's kind of kitschy. I love Christmas. What can I say? I love the Beatles. I love Christmas. I love soul music. And I hope you enjoyed today's show, folks. I hope you dug these Beatles covers as much as I do. Big shout out to Paul McCartney. Is that how you say it? John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. Thank you for writing these songs, Beatles. They're going to endure forever. That much is for sure. All right, I'm going to toss it off to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, to close us out with a late Beatles hit from Let It Be. This is The Long and Winding Road. I'll catch you next week right here on CJLO 1690 AM on Sold Out. My name is Lou. Have a great evening, folks. Aretha, take us away.